PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words constantly and indignant. Just another typical day in the life of our heroine, Becky Botts.
You're interrupting the best part of the Pretty Princess, Magical Princess, and Sparkling Pony Power Hour.
Sorry.
It's a very special episode. We're finally going to find out where the nasty Count Cloudy has taken Penelope Pony.
Where have you hidden Penelope Pony, Count Cloudy?
I'll never tell you.
Tell me.
All right, fine. I will tell you. And after I tell you, you will finally, at long last, know where Penelope Pony is hidden.
Aw, no way! Why do they constantly put commercials right at the best part of the show?
It's Walk and Talk Word Girl.
Walk and Talk Word Girl?
Yeah, the doll that walks and talks just like the real Word Girl.
Stop right there, Butcher. I will use my strategery to defeat you.
Strategery? That's not a word. She should say strategy.
Some assembly required extra outfits, equipment, and accessories sold separately.
That doll is nothing like me. I don't mispronounce words or use poor grammar. I mean, come on!
Whoa, someone's indignant.
What kid would want a walk and talk Word Girl doll that is so clearly not like me?
It was a battle. But I got one.
Move, TJ. My show's back on. Move.
Check it out. It talks just like on the commercial.
I want the Walk and Talk Word Girl umbrella before it precipitates. Precipitate? Oh, please. I would never, Word Girl would never use a complicated word when a simple one like rain would suffice.
How would you know?
Trust me. The doll is wrong. Now, please, move. I'm missing the best part.
Becky!
No! I missed the ending. I want the Walk and Talk Word Girl barbecue set. Ugh, TJ, turn it off. I want a new outfit. Buy me one. Let me see that thing. Mr. Big Enterprises.
Word up!
Come on, Bob. Let's get to the bottom of this. Word up! That's how it's done.
Meanwhile, across town in Mr. Big's penthouse lair.
Leslie, progress report.
The citizens of the city are going crazy for the Walk and Talk Word Girl doll, sir.
The dolls are only the beginning. Every Walk and Talk Word Girl doll is implanted with a powerful mind control device, and once we switch on the mind control, we can use the doll's voice to make people buy the extra outfits, equipment, and accessories, which are sold separately.
So when the doll talks...
People do what the doll tells them to do, and they buy.
Buy what, Mr. Big?
Word Girl, you're constantly flying in, uninvited. Remind me to keep the windows to my skyscraper closed.
You got it, Biggie.
Now, how much have you and Colonel Hairyface heard?
Just that last part about the buy.
Nothing before that.
No, why?
No matter. How can I help you?
I want to know why you're selling Word Girl dolls. What's your evil plan?
Evil plan? There's no evil plan. I'm selling these dolls because you are constantly fighting crime and righting wrongs, and I wanted to honor that.
Okay, but the doll is so annoying. It uses words incorrectly, and it has poor grammar. That's not like me at all.
No need to be indignant. We'll take care of it. Leslie, fix the doll's words and speech things. ASAP!
Rightio.
So there's really no funny business going on? None of your usual mind control or anything?
Word Girl! You're so popular that I don't need mind control to sell these dolls.
Hmm. While flattered, I'm not buying it. But I guess there's nothing illegal going on. You're off the hook for now, but I'll be watching you constantly. Constantly.
You fell for my lies, Word Girl! Oh, sometimes being evil is just too easy. Initiate mind control!
I'm on it, Bigsy.
I need a Word Girl Mega Humongous Dollhouse. I want the limited edition gold-plated Word Girl back scratcher. We want the official Word Girl cruise ship and Caribbean island playset. We want it now.
Ow! Pile of money isn't as soft as it looks. No matter, Leslie. The mind control is working. I'm richer, rich, rich!
So, since you have so much money, can I get a raise?
No.
That doesn't seem fair considering all I do.
Oh, don't be so indignant. I've got big plans for this money. All my life I've heard it said that you can't buy City Hall. Well, I plan to prove everyone wrong by buying City Hall.
The expression is, you can't fight City Hall.
Oh, whatever. This mind control doll is making me so rich, I'll buy City Hall and then I'll fight it. I can do both.
Not sure that makes sense, sir.
Oh, who cares? Soon City Hall will be mine. It will be mine, all mine. Ow, ow, ice pack. Remind me not to dive into piles of money anymore.
Piles of money, no diving.
Go buy me an official Word Girl toothbrush protector.
Honey, remind me to go to the store tomorrow and pick up a Word Girl toothbrush protector.
Good idea, hon. Let's get two.
Why not 32? One for each tooth.
Yay! Sounds good.
Aren't there better things to spend our money on than silly toys and accessories? Buy me the Word Girl remote-controlled pickle jar.
First thing in the morning.
Ooh, pick one up for me while you're at it.
Oh, pickle one up for me, too.
Everybody stop! Mom, Dad, you're not acting like yourselves. You're constantly spending money on frivolous, silly things just because the doll tells you to.
Constantly?
Yes, constantly. You're doing it again and again, as in constantly buying Walk and Talk Word Girl accessories.
But honey, this is Word Girl, and Word Girl never lies. If she says we need something, we need it.
Do you need it or just want it, Dad? I mean, shouldn't we be spending our money on more important things, like, I don't know, food?
Oh, don't get indignant, honey. What's so great about food, anyway? We're buying the Word Girl Tree Shaker instead.
Tree Shaker? What does that even do?
Shakes trees. Trees sold separately.
Buy the Word Girl Glow in the Dark Suntan Lotion.
Glow in the Dark Suntan Lotion.
Okay, something's going on here. It's like the dolls have you under some sort of...
Suntan Lotion.
Mind control. Come on, Bob. Time to pay another visit to Mr. Big.
Later, back at Mr. Big's penthouse lair...
Leslie, when you get a chance, I need you to get these new Word Girl products programmed into the mind control computer.
Right away, sir.
I have to get some sleep. Tomorrow morning, I'm buying City Hall. I'm buying City Hall.
I want the Word Girl speedboat.
I want the Word Girl speedboat.
Perfect. Now just 95 more to program in.
Hold it right there, Mr. Big's assistant.
It's Leslie.
So you've been using mind control after all.
Of course. It's spelled out in our company's mission statement. Here.
We strive to constantly use mind control. Well, I'm here to put an end to it.
Thank you.
You're too late, you know. Mr. Big already has enough money to buy City Hall, and I will be his Deputy Secretary of Communication Relations and Internal Policies relating to governmental bureaucracy, which is just a fancy way of saying assistant.
You sound pretty indignant.
Well, I am mad. Just doesn't seem fair.
That's the definition of indignant. You do know your stuff.
Would you mind telling that to my boss?
First things first. If I turn off the mind control, the citizens will stop buying silly doll accessories, but Mr. Big will still have enough money to buy City Hall. But if I can find a way to get everyone their money back... That's it! I'm defective. Take me back to Mr. Big and demand a full refund right away. I'm defective. Take me back to Mr. Big and demand a full refund right away. And while you're at it, why don't you go play outside? And go read a book.
The next morning, on the steps of City Hall...
And with this check for a truly outrageous amount of money, I, Mr. Big, declare myself to be the official owner of City Hall.
I'm defective. Take me back to Mr. Big and demand a full refund right away.
Uh-oh.
Full refund right away. Full refund right away. Full refund right away.
I gotta go. Oh, Word Girl, just in time, save me!
And why should I save you?
Well, this is no time to be indignant, just do it!
Not until you refund everyone's money!
But if I give everyone their money back, how will I buy City Hall?
Fine, I guess I'll be going. Good luck with the angry mob.
Okay. They can have their money back.
And so, City Hall is saved from the clutches of Mr. Big. While back in the Botsford living room...
To the land of...
Finally!
Sparkletopia.
I knew it! Yeah!
Oh, it was an accident. Don't be so indignant. And you out there, audience member, be sure to join us next time for another constantly exciting adventure of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is fatigued. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily!
Poor Word Girl and Huggy. They look so fatigued.
Which means?
When you're like Word Girl and Huggy are on the clip.
Right. And how would you define that? I'm really starting to become fatigued. Yes, Tommy.
To be fatigued is to be extremely tired, exhausted. Even the great Word Girl can become fatigued. She's only human. Actually, she's not human, because she's from the planet Lexicon. I guess she's Lexiconian.
That is correct! Congratulations, Tommy! You are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! Official Word Girl trampoline bed! Perfect for when you want to get some exercise. Also perfect for when that exercise or hosting a game show has made you fatigued. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words doting and evidence. Today is Bring Your Daughter and Her Pet Monkey to Work Day at the county courthouse, which means Becky Botsford gets to watch her mom, District Attorney Sally Botsford, in action.
Are you having fun, honey?
Yep.
Are you hungry?
No, thanks.
I have granola bars.
Mom, you don't have to dote on me. I'm fine.
All right, kiddo. Now, stay here and watch Mommy pin 6 to 12 on Granny May for robbery, okay?
Go get her, Mom!
I love my work.
Granny May, in spite of all this evidence, you claim you did not rob Devon Salon last Thursday.
You must have me confused with someone else.
Even though you were caught by Word Girl outside the front door sporting a new hairdo and holding the cash register.
Math register? Sorry, I only take showers.
Oh, I think you heard me, Granny. What about the fact that Word Girl found Devon himself pinned to the wall with these?
Oh, those pins could have come from anywhere.
Marked property of Granny May?
Oh,
The very same hairpins that you're wearing right now!
Well, I'm just a poor little old lady.
That old yarn's not gonna cut it, Granny.
No? Well, how about this old yarn? Hi-ya!
Somebody stop her!
Uh-oh. Hey, you give those back! No fair!
Oh, phew. That was close.
Granny May, in light of this evidence, you are hereby found guilty and sentenced to 6 to 12 months of house arrest.
Way to go, Mom!
Hey, where are we?
Says here, Gigi May.
This looks familiar, but this isn't my house.
You're going to a relative's house so they can keep an eye on you. And to make sure you don't wander off, you get to wear this bun bracelet so I can track your every move.
Be right there, darling. Wait a minute. I know this house and that voice. Mama?
Now give your mama a big old kiss.
Oh, gross.
You're Granny May's mother?
You darn tootin' I am.
I'll leave her to you. Just remember, Granny, no leaving the house or else.
I still don't know how you got mixed up in all this trouble, Jelly Bean. Are you eating enough? When's the last time you washed behind those ears?
Oh, Mama, quit doting on me! That hurts! Don't spit on it!
Meanwhile, at the district attorney's office.
Wow, Mom, you really let Granny May have it today. Nice work.
Oh, I don't know. Word Girl was the one who really cracked the case. She gave us all the evidence. I just clean up the messes and send the bad guys and gals to their rooms.
Here's my favorite district attorney. Hey, nice work with the Granny May case.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. But we really relied on Word Girl for the key evidence.
But being a district attorney is an important job too, Mom. Just look at all the criminals you've sent to jail over the years.
No, I have.
I'd say that's pretty strong evidence that you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Right. Evidence.
Evidence is the proof that tells you something is true or false. Like Bob, for example. The fact that he's been spitting that mug for 3 straight minutes is evidence that he's good at spitting mugs.
Right. I knew that. Well, friends, I say you two deserve some time off for good behavior. I am officially declaring the rest of today, take your daughter to the mall day.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You are welcome.
Well, looks like we could use a new mug. And you could use a new headband for that pretty little noggin of yours.
Stop doting on me.
Let your mother just enjoy you.
Jelly Bean, why don't you knit with me for a while?
I'm not Jelly Bean, and they took away my knitting needles, Mama. I'm on house arrest, remember?
Would you like some soup?
No.
Are you grumpy because you're cold? Should Mama knit a sweater for
you? No, and stop doting on me. The phone is ringing.
What?
The phone is ringing.
I think that's the phone ringing. I'll get it. Great Granny May's residence. Well, hi, Roberta. What's that now? Oh, you don't say. Well, sure, I'm going down there right now. Thank you kindly, Roberta. Bye-bye. That was Roberta.
I know that, Mother. What does she say?
She said they've discovered the Fountain of Youth.
Here?
Roberta said you just take one little dip in the waters and it'll make you young again.
Then where's the evidence? Where's the proof?
Roberta says it's downtown next to that newfangled market where you can spend all your money in one place.
Oh, Mama, it's called a mall.
The mall, that's right.
Now, if I went through the Fountain of Youth, I'd be young and quick again. Not even Word Girl could stop me. And that mall is full of lovely cash registers, all under one roof. Hold on, Mama! I'm coming!
I'm sorry, dearest, but you can't come. You're under house arrest.
Oh, but Mama!
But nothing. You stay here and behave yourself until I get back. Your dinner's in the icebox, and if you eat your greens, I'll bring you back a balloon.
Don't want one. I never get them.
Meanwhile, at the city mall...
That adorable picture is concrete evidence of a fun afternoon! Oh, dear! Looks like I only have a 20. Do you need exact change? Well, let me see what I can do. Cute sweater, by the way.
Thank you.
That yarn cocoon is evidence that Granny May has escaped her house arrest. Sounds like Granny May. We'd better check it out. Mom, we need to go into stuff on your face to buy Bob some the fur cleaner.
Okay, you two go ahead. I'll meet you in there.
Word up!
Meanwhile, at Stuff on Your Face Cosmetics Boutique.
The Fountain of Youth.
Mama? Oh, Jelly Bean, they let you out early. I knew they would.
Ouch, stop it! No, Mother, they did not set me free. I outsmarted them. Boop, boop.
Well, good for you. Ready to take a dip in the Fountain of Youth?
You're darn right I am, Mama.
And just what do you think you're doing?
What does that look like we're doing?
We'd like to bathe in your Fountain of Youth, please.
This fountain is full of Fountain of Youth makeup. It makes you feel years younger. It doesn't actually make you younger.
It doesn't?
Oh, heavens no. There's no evidence of that at all. It's just makeup.
Just makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I guess the trip wasn't a total bust.
Randall and Edna May, did you steal all that money?
No. Yes. Maybe.
Well, you're gonna go around and give it all back this instant.
But I don't wanna give it back.
Sounds like you should listen to your mother, Granny May.
Don't come any closer, or I'll dump all this stolen money into the fountain and ruin your precious evidence.
Now that's no way to talk. And to such a nice, polite young lady, too. How old are you, dear?
10 and a half, ma'am.
Well, aren't you just the sweetest little angel? You're just as cute as a June bug you are.
Mama, stop doting on Word Girl.
Well, who says I'm doting?
Actually, you are. You're being overly nice and making a big fuss over me, almost spoiling me. And that's what doting means. And I don't mind a bit.
And so smart, bright as a new penny.
Gosh, thanks.
Nah. Oh, sickening. That's it! I'm getting out of here and I'm taking all this loot with me. Eat my dust, baby!
Huggy, heads up! Hold it right there, Granny.
Says you. Granny, perfume!
Smells like mothballs. Can't see.
Sorry, babies, but I gotta shoot!
Jackie! Bob!
No! Can't run away!
Help! Mama! No! Steve!
Leave my baby girl alone!
Phew. Good job, District Attorney Botsford. You caught Granny May.
Oh, I did? Oh, I did.
And so our heroes and Sally Botsford send Granny May back behind bars and the doting great-granny May back to her knitting circle. Remember, for evidence of fun, thrills, and adventure, be sure to check out the next episode of Word Girl.
handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word fatigued. Ready to play the bonus round?
Bring it.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for fatigued. Any guesses, Tommy?
It has to be number three. Clearly, Becky stayed up late to watch a marathon of her favorite show and is now fatigued.
That's correct. You are our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl trip to Hawaii. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is food, because I love food. I love pasta, I love mashed potatoes, I love corn, I love chicken, I love candy.
My favorite word is acting. I love this word because acting is one of the many things that I love to do. Whenever I am acting or on a stage, I feel like I can do absolutely anything. When I grow up, I hope to become an extremely famous actress so I can show the world my gift.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what flummoxed means. That's right. Flummoxed means to feel really, really confused. Congratulations, Huggy.